Following directions is an intervention that we'll start working on in a collateral call, then carry it into a family session. Speaking in advance to the parents will help them better prepare their expectations and their own frustration regulation when working on following directions. You can also better explain and prepare them on how you want them to give directions to the client. Parents should first and foremost make sure the child is listening to them and that there are no distractions. Yelling from another room that it's time to clean up may seem like the easier choice, but once you've yelled it 15 times and end up having to go into the room for it to actually happen, it ends up not being the simpler option after all. So make sure they're making eye contact with you, or you're sure their focus is on you. Next tip to give the parent is, if possible, give warnings leading up to the change in activity. If a parent, for example, wants them to get ready for dinner at 5 o'clock, give them a couple of warnings leading up to that time that their change is coming. When it comes to directions, it's important for parents to use a firm but kind tone. They don't have to yell, but they're not whispering their directions either. Have them break down directions into single tasks. For example, they may say, "Time for you to brush your teeth." And once that task is done, a parent can say, "I like how you brush your teeth. Now it's time for you to wash your face." Make sure the direction is not in the question form. For example, I often hear parents saying, "Do you want to put your jacket on?" And most parents can tell you that the answer to that is, "Nope." Instead, have them practice saying, "Put your jacket on." This may feel like a harsh way of communicating, so make sure you check in with parents and remind them that your tone will show that you're being serious, but that you're not upset with them. Whenever possible, encourage parents to avoid explaining why they have to do something and have them explain the consequences of completing or not completing the task. For example, if a child says, "Why do I have to wear my shoes outside?" a parent can respond by saying, "When you put your shoes on outside, we'll go outside." Or, "If you don't put your shoes on, we won't be able to go outside." And keep that consequence. Remind parents that we never want to suggest a reward or consequence that we aren't actually willing to give. In session, you'll tell a client that you're going to practice the following direction activity. Pick a task that is going to lead to success and have parents try it out. Once they've succeeded, a reward for the session may be a game of Simon Says where the client gets to direct the parent in doing some things.